Good morning, friends. I am very pleased to have opportunity to be a part of this beautiful gathering. This is a convention or meeting of the young people to raise your awareness of the challenge of the climate change. Awareness will bring to action, not just be idle witness of what's going on in the world. Your awareness will change your perception, and you will decide what to do for the mitigation of the problem of the climate change. The way that I personally have had that kind of experience back in the year 2009, I was fortunately invited by Dana, Miriam, and our friends here to join the conference on the climate change in Copenhagen. And at that time, I remember that our friends, many faces, many religious leaders here were there. I think at that time we still younger than that. Now, at that time is a conference which we call COP15. COP stands for Conference of the Parties. COP15, dealing with climate change and the challenge of the world that we dealt with at that time. What happened is that as a result of that COP15, the parties in the conference makes announcements or declared of the great that climate change is one of the greatest challenges of the present day. Just recognize the grave danger of climate change. Somehow they could not reach the agreement what to do together. And we wait till COP21 in Paris. The party concerned, all the nations, reached the agreement at our permanent secretary declared here that they decided to limit the global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius above the pre-industrial level. That is the agreement reached in Paris, that is about 3 years ago, in 2015. And up to the country, the national governments, to implement the policy, as our permanent secretary of the ministry has informed you that Thai government is sincere in implementing this agreement, this policy. But, you know, not only that, even the United Nations declare, or the General Assembly of the United Nations announce the what we call SDGs in the year 2015, Sustainable Development Goals, 15 goals altogether, to deal with climate change is the goal number 13. They call climate action. We need a collective action to deal with the problem of climate change. That is in the year 2015. As for myself, as the chairperson of International Council of the Buddhists, celebrating the Buddha birthday, we put forward our agenda of what we have done together for the last 14 years to get recognition from the United Nations of our effort to deal with the climate change. So in the year 2013, the United Nations Social and Economic Council, ECOSOC, granted the special consultative status to our International Buddhist Council, recognizing that one of our mission is to deal with climate change problem. So it's our common concern and action that why I'm here, to join with you how to find a way to deal with the climate change problem. And we are a part of the global, not just Global Peace Initiative, but the global action to deal with this climate change problem. And in the goal number 17 of the SDGs, it mentioning about partnership for the goal. To achieve our goal in limiting the increase of the global warming, we have to work together in a collective effort. The United Nations admit that the governmental organization, the governmental party alone cannot achieve this goal. Partnership for the goal, it means everybody has to come out and contribute to solve the problem. And we are part of creating the problem and solving the problems. How we do together? I think the strategy is very, very important. One of the strategies proposed by the Global Peace Initiative of Women by led by Diana Merriam is we are taking care or look into inner dimension. Inner dimension of the problems and inner dimension of problem solution. How we create a problem to destroy our planet because of our greed, because of we strive for economic development without caring for the Earth Mother. That's why we come to this stage. But from now, from this spot, where to go, what to do together, how we achieve the goal of the mitigation of global warming, I think inner dimension counts here. Why is so important? I quote Albert Einstein. He said, "The world as we have created it is a process of our thinking. It cannot be changed without changing our thinking." That is pertinent to what Diana Merriam said. We change our outlook, our worldview. The whole population, the population of the whole world, have to change their world way of thinking. How to change our way of thinking? I think the strategy is similar to UNESCO preamble. It says that when we are, because sustainable development goals of the United Nations consisting in not just protection of the nature, but also for economic development and peace. These three dimensions of development go together: peace, protection of nature, and economic development. They have to go together. We have to look it in the total picture. So when we talk about peace, it means peace in your mind, peace within society, and peace with nature. UNESCO has proposed a strategy which is similar to inner dimension strategy. It said in the preamble of UNESCO constitution that it is, since wars begin in the minds of men, it is in the minds of men that the defense of peace must be constructed. The same thing, the destruction of our nature starting from our mind. Protection of our Mother Earth should start from our mind. To change our view, our outlook, to cultivate virtues in the mind of people. And I would like to respond to question raised by Dana. What kind of perception or new perception that we need for protection of the planet? What the bad idea that we want to get rid of? Greed, hatred, we have to purify the mind of these wise in our mind. When we talk of economic development, I am reminded of Mahatma Gandhi. When he said that our earth provides enough resources to satisfy human need, but not to satisfy human greed. Greed is the cause of the problem in our development. So we change our perception. What kind of perception, world perception, or world outlook that we need? I will give the answer from the Buddhist perspective. Once you develop, your mind, you destroy your ego, your self, entity. You reach the emptiness of your ego. And you will see that the core of your existence is not yourself. You are a part of the whole universe. In meditation, you will see the unity of the whole thing. No separation between subject and object. That is meditation, a trance. So, in deep meditation, in spiritual achievement, you see the oneness of the thing. In this oneness of the thing, the Buddha expressed as paticca samubbada. Dependent origination. Nothing arises in itself. For example, if we look at this microphone, it is microphone. But from the perspective of quantum physics, nothing but the field of energy, the flow of energy that become the source of our planet. Our existence become a part of the whole universe. Dependent origination, I exist because of my environment. You want to protect yourself. You have to protect the nation. So to see the connection of everything, that is the gist, the essence of Buddhist teaching, dependent origination, everything is connected. We are a part of the whole community. And once we see it in the total picture in this way, we want to preserve our nature. In economics, we talk about butterfly effect. Whatever happens in other corner of the world is affect the other corner of the world. The same thing with nature. So when we have this total picture of the universe, we cannot sit idle without doing anything. That awareness of the connection is called wisdom, not just knowledge. Knowledge is just a gathering of information plus your experience to act upon. But wisdom is a realization of the unity of the whole universe. You see the inner relationship of everything. Once you are aware of this inner relationship, you care for others. You care for planets. That wisdom gives rise to love, compassion. You want to help others. You want to work together. So, first, starting with new vision of the world to be interconnected, and through that awareness you cultivate metta, loving kindness, karuna, compassion. From loving kindness, compassion, we develop the moral principle, what to do together. To do together in accordance with your awareness and your virtues. That's why we find religious teachings on moral principle, how to protect your environment. For example, in Asia, we have the virtue of value of gratitude, katanyu. Gratitude towards nature. We live with the blessing of our Mother Earth. We have to respect, we have to be grateful to the planet. In the Buddha saying, I quote in Pali, but I translate as, when a person sitting under the tree, he should not cut that tree or even break its branches. The Buddha said, of the tree in whose shade one sits or lies, not a branch of it should one break. For if one did, one would be a betrayer of a friend and evil doer. You receive the blessing from a tree, and to cut a tree, you betray your friend. A tree is your friend. This is a moral principle about gratitude. And the last thing, that once we develop the common principle of action, we have to do together to be partnership to achieve the goal. Not only the governmental parties, but also individual citizens have to be aware of the urgency of protection of nature. And I will praise that we are not alone, at least in this Global Peace Initiative of women. They create the network and bring you all, young generation with the old generation, along with the religious leaders, to create the platform that we voice our common concern and work together. We are not alone. We are not working alone. We are not alone, not living alone in this planet. There are so many things that we have to take care of. Thank you very much.